So, Doug, we have to do this very quickly. We have three games. We have 15 minutes, and we have to cover them all. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So excited. So scared. Let's move.
Lightning round.
Lightning round. Let's cover the Outback Bowl first, which is Florida versus Penn State. In this game, seriously, I really think that we're going to lose because we're just that bad. I know Penn State's offense sucks, but Florida still has three quarterbacks who don't add up to one. And still play some pretty undisciplined defense. It's not like Penn State's really that good. I mean, they lost to every good team they played, right? Including Illinois and including Iowa, including a 24-3 loss at Alabama. So these teams are essentially identical. I'm just so down on my own team at the end of this shit year that I can't see them pulling this out.
Well, you were down on them before the Georgia game too, and they managed to weasel out of Jacksonville with a win. I think they got better athletes than Penn State's got. The question is whether the coaching in both instances will just completely let them down. Georgia has given y'all a pretty low bar to try and mambo under with a 10-6 loss. You think you can have a lower score than that this afternoon?
Well, remember that Iowa and Penn State once played to was it a 3-2 final? No, 6-4. It was 6-4. So I think we can...
Tommy Tuberville thought that was outrageous, by the way.
That's only... Yeah, he's envious for life that he didn't, do that. 6-4, I think that's...
But two safeties, that's just bourgeois, though. That's way too many points. That's just excessive.
Yeah, but I think that kind of flair, that's what we're going to be looking for in Urban Meyer's last game. Motivation aside, right? Like, let's send Urban out. I still think that we could equal, for the second time in football history, a 6-4 score.
You know what would be awesome is if Adazio, if his mind is so – if he's so distracted by his preparations for having to take the Temple job that he does an even worse job of managing the offense and they do come up with like only 2 points.
Like, really? I mean this with all sincerity. It's a bit like watching South Carolina toward the end of the game last night against Florida State. I'm just going to be pulling for Penn State to fumble away touchdowns. That's it. That's I'm now just going to be rooting for every time the handoff goes, I'll be like, come on, Newsom, drop it, drop it. That's it. Because that's the only way we score TDs with this offense. I don't care how much we practice. Remember, it doesn't matter how much you practice if the things you're doing are stupid. Right? You're just
talking about practice.
Practice. Yeah, seriously. I'm MVP. I don't need to talk. I'm Urban Meyer. I don't need to practice. I would go ahead and just say I think Penn State does this because the SEC East is on an 0-3 streak right now. And we wouldn't want to leave our brethren behind, right?
Nah, Florida sends Urban Meyer out with a win 6-3. Why not?
Yeah. Well, I'm historically we do very well when I pick against us. So for those reasons alone, I will do the reverse jinx, and I will go ahead and pick. By the way, this is going to be the most fun preview next that we do, which is the Capital One Bowl, which is Michigan State versus Alabama. And I thought we would go position by position and go through it, which is, one, quarterback. And who's the quarterback for Alabama again?
Greg McElroy, I think. McElroy.
Yeah, I think it's Gary McElway. Gary McElway is the...
Okay.
Yeah, Gary McElway. And you know what, Paul?
Chew, Toby.
I just want to think. I'm just thinking here. You know what? You know what they got, Michigan State? They got Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins. You know what we do to Cousins in Alabama, Paul? You know what we do? We put them down and we show them a little bit of love that they're going to feel every single time they sit for the next week. Roll Tide. I think
I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I'm going to hang up and listen. I say advantage Alabama at the quarterback position. Offensive line. I want to hear what you got to say about this, but you know I got an opinion.
Well, Paul, they run in them kind of freaky trick plays and that little giants and faking field goal. What the hell kind of football is that, Paul? That ain't no kind of... of championship football. You can't just expect to beat a team like Notre Dame with some kind of BS little trick play like that. You're going to have to try harder than that if you want to beat Nick Saban, Paul. I'll hang up and listen.
I'm going to agree. I'm totally going to agree. No offense to your people, Paul. No offense to your people. But that's some Jew shit right there. You're just trying to Jew people out of yards. Now, I mean, no offense. I mean, you're crafty. I'll give that to you. That's how you get people listening. But I'm going to just say offensive line advantage, the University of Alabama, Roll
that's,
Tide.
That's just lazy play call. I mean, that's the kind of play. No offense, but that's the kind of play call that a Mexican would do, Paul. Just lazy, uninspired. I mean, no offense. I'm not trying to be racist,
no, I mean,
Paul.
No. I mean, no offense. Just saying. Defensive line, you know what? I don't even need to look at this. Defensive line, Roll Tide. Advantage, Tide. Linebackers, Tide. Secondary.
Linebackers, if we only put two linebackers on the field, they'd still be better than Michigan State, Paul.
You know what? They could just put, seriously, they can get out there. They could put Dante Hightower with a blow-up doll tied to his side to be the third linebacker, and he'd still be better than whatever trash they're putting out up there in the Swig 10, up there in the slow leagues, up there where they got Snow and Sloth. I'm telling you, Roll Tide. Roll Tide.
We make fun of teams all the time for like directional schools like North Texas and Middle Tennessee. They come from East Lansing, Paul. That's a directional town. What the hell kind of college town is that, Roll Tide?
Their whole life is a directional school. I agree. Roll Tide. Kicking game ain't even close. Roll Tide. Roll Tide. You can't pull that fake field goal. I don't even think I don't even think that's legal in the state of Florida. They don't. Not much is illegal in the state of Florida, Paul. I think the only things illegal in the state of Florida are not enough sexing. Pretty sure that's illegal. It's hot down there. They like to do that. And I think the other thing that's illegal, you can't steal a license plate. Because I'll admit, I ain't perfect. I done did that. Did my time. And I think the only other thing that's illegal is fake field goals. Can't do that.
And tinting your windows too dark because, you know, you don't know what kind of stuff be going on in the car if you can't see it. But that's it.
That's true. You can't fake a field goal behind tinted windows. I think that's really illegal, especially in a car with license plates. You stole off something else. And, you know, Les Miles did time this year. He did. He did time this year after that fake field goal. He did. And, you know, he done did it anyway because he's just, you know, crazy as hell. But I think kicking game, Roll Tide. Roll Tide advantage. You know what? I'm just saying. I'm going to listen to you, but I want a score prediction on this game. Just give me a score prediction.
I'm going to say, you know, if Michigan State is playing at the top of their game and if they're calling all those trick plays and you know, maybe Alabama let one or two by if we're getting too comfortable. But if that happens, I still think Alabama win. I mean, you know, conservatively, Paul, I think Alabama win 63-10, Roll Tide.
63-10? Man, you, Esley, you're giving a lot of credit to Michigan State. That's a lot of credit. But then again,
well, you know, we're going to put in our third string at some point.
That's true. I know. And, you know, we'll probably only score 21, 28 points when that happens. But I'll tell you this. I'm going to give Mark D'Antonio benefit of the doubt. Because I know he and Saban were close. And, you know, D'Antonio got a little bit of that power. You know, like, he touched Saban and, like, electricity. Like one of them Van de Graaff generators just leaked right off, like into his hand, right? So he got a little bit of that on him. So I think you're right. I think 63-10, maybe, I know, don't get mad at me, maybe 56-13. Something like that.
Oh, what the hell, Paul?
Something like that in that range. I'm just saying. Paul, listen to me. You know, Just a little bit of that. I mean, give them a little bit of credit. They didn't. I know they play in the Big Ten. I know they play in the league. And don't give me that stuff about the SEC going 0-3. That's the SEC East, or as I like to call them, the SEC Least. I know. I wrote that all myself. Thought of it. But I'm saying 56-13. And I mean, I don't mean anything against the man. But Mark D'Antonio, he's going to have a hard attack in the third quarter. He is. It's just going to be a rough day for him. He might as well go ahead, get ready, get the nitroglycerin there on the sidelines. Heart attack in the third quarter. That's just the kind of effect Alabama football has on people. Roll Tide. Roll Tide. Moving on to the next bowl game. That was really fun. Let's go to the Gator Bowl. Gator!
Woo!
Which, you know, ironically does not feature the Gators. It features Michigan versus Mississippi State. Cowbells, by the way, on and legal for this game. Not a conference game. No rules apply to noisemakers.
If you've ever heard the phrase "happier than a pig in shit," then that's what Missy State fans are for this game. Cowbells, the restrictor plate has been taken off. They are free to roll with it.
By the way, the mismatch of fan bases here, it's so good. Like, our archetypical mopey, neurotic Michigan fan confronted, you know, like the Morrissey listening mopey Michigan fan confronted with the Mississippi State fan. You know, really, this game just sort of, I don't know, there's so many things. I mean, I've looked at the statistics, and I can tell you that that really we should win this game, but you know, just the whole ethos of your football program frightens us, Mississippi State. Mississippi State's like, do what?
Huh? They didn't have any chala at the hotel gift shop. I don't know what the hell kind of stupid bowl this is.
I mean, I know it's a show from Texas, but like, Mississippi State is a very Hank Hill fan base, you know, like very much alike. You don't have a television. What? besides that, I think this is actually going to be a really fun game to watch because Michigan can't defend at all, but they score like crazy. And Denard Robinson, every single snap is going to be a nail-biting, heart-stopping adventure because as backup Tate Forcier is not at the game. He's academically ineligible.
The brilliant Tate Forcier, who just a few days ago said that it wasn't that hard to keep your grades up at Michigan. You just basically had to show up to class.
The forces.
Oh, pride goeth before a fall, Tate Forcier.
Go look that up. You'll have to Google it because you didn't go to class. I think also in this game, the real fun will be watching the Mississippi State defense really sort of counter and move against the Michigan offense. Because, you know, the Mississippi State offense, they will score. They won't be spectacular. They're not spectacular, but they're very, you know, productive. They get a lot of first downs.
Yeah,
they've improved a lot. And Chris Relf is really kind of like, he's kind of like the entry-level Cam Newton. You know, he's like your Cam Newton that you buy on the lot.
Right.
Get it? Because you could buy Cam Newton. He's like,
it's funny because he got paid to go to school.
I know. I mean, not like a scholarship either, like a salary.
No.
I think he's like the Cam Newton you can get if you paid like $34,000 for Cam Newton. That's what you would get with Chris Relf. It's like a similar model, kind of like Kia's knockoff model. Right?
Yeah. Not quite as many features, not quite as fast, but it'll get you from point A to point B.
It'll get you from point A to point B. And, you know, service plan, pretty good, reliability there. Performance, I'll admit, a couple of shades off of what you would get with a full-price Cam Newton. So that'll be good. The one thing that Mississippi State does not have is receivers. So pretty much going to be the run game.
Wait, timeout.
Chad Bumpus,
Relf to Bumpus. Come on now.
My most favorite
combination in all of college football.
The most mellifluous completion announcement, right? Like when you said Relf to Bumpus.
Who's calling this game? What who do we have in the booth for this? Do you know?
I want to
hear Ron Franklin, the mellifluous dulcet tones of Ron Franklin. Relf to Bumpus. That's what I want to hear today.
Oh man. This was again, I remember this because I remember making this joke before, but God really does hate Michigan and Mississippi State because this is the Patrick James Harris trio.
Oh God, yes.
Yeah, watch Craig James just absolutely hate everything going on the field because it doesn't involve a him or B his son. So it's gonna be bad.
Well, without, you know, at least maybe they'll pronounce Chris Relf's name right. Jesse Palmer, I think they call a couple state games over the past year or two, and I think Jesse Palmer really was convinced that the guy's last name was Relf.
Kurt Relf, getting in a pass from Gary McIlwain. Mike Patrick too is always good for a non sequitur, and really you think about the fun Mike Patrick could have had last night in Jacksonville. There's no telling. Yeah. I always imagined him as being like Henry Winkler's character in Arrested Development when he goes out on the town.
Bob Law.
No, not Bob Loblaw, but...
Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm sorry.
You know, their attorney, right?
Right.
Yeah, the family attorney.
Barry Zuckerkorn,
yeah. I imagine he's like Barry Zuckerkorn, right? Like, hey, you're not one of those man who dresses up as women, right? No, honey, I'm all that. Peels off, right?